Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, the final perek in the Masechta, is going to discuss the halachas of Maiser Behema. Even though the Maiser Behema is not a Bechor, but it does have similar halachas. The Chachamim generally put Bechor, Maiser, and Pesach together in a category. It's not given to a Kayin, however, it is brought as a Korban to the extent of Tam, and the Baal has to eat the meat like a shlomim in Yerushalayim. So again, because of the similarities, the halachas of Maiser Behema are brought in this Masechta. Maiser Behema Noig Ba'aretz B'chutz La'aretz. So Maiser Behema applies whether the animals are in Eretz Yisrael or outside Eretz Yisrael. It's not Maiser that is tied to the land, so therefore it's not halacha that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It applies even in Chutz La'aretz. B'fnei Abayis, Shle B'fnei Abayis. And it doesn't depend on the Beis HaMikdash either. Now, obviously, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring it as a carbon. So what you have to do is wait until it develops a mum, and then you can eat it like a bechor wherever you are. The Gemara does explain that because of the potential foot faults and what may happen is someone is going to try to keep the mice around, but will end up using it or cutting its fleece, they sort of abolish mice or behema. But api adin midaraisa does apply at any point in time and anywhere in the world. Chulin avalam mikdashim does apply for chulin animals, but it does not apply to hegdish animals. Hegdish animals are not counted for miser. V'naik b'bakar b'tzayin, it applies for cattle and for sheep and goats. So, but anything else, so there's no, for example, miser behema on a donkey, even though there is miser, even though there is bechar on a donkey. It only applies to cattle and to sheep and goats. V'einam is asrin mizeh al zeh. And you cannot take miser from the bakar onto the tzayin. So, for example, if you've got five heads of cattle and five heads of sheep, you don't have miser because you cannot take miser from one on the other. Baksavim ubeizim esazim says, however, if you have sheep and goats, you can take miser one from the other. So, therefore, you could, if you've got a bunch of sheep and a bunch of goats, you could just take whatever tenth is from the combined group of sheep and goats. B'chadash v'yashan, it applies for new and old animals, and we'll talk about that later on in the parak. Essentially, it depends on how old the animals are. However, however, you cannot combine animals from different years of different ages to do miser. You have to only take miser from within the animal's own age group. Because you would have said a kavachayim as follows. Ma im b'chadash v'yashan shein and klaim zebezeh. Clearly, you can mate or mix together an older animal and a newer animal, right? A younger animal, that's not considered klayim. However, the lachas aim is asur mizel, that still you cannot take miser from an older group of flock to a younger group of flock. So aksam v'izim, when it comes to sheep and goats, shem klayim zebzet, the halachas of klayim do apply between a sheep and a goat. In a din, you would have said it's a kavachaymer, shalai is asur mizel, that you cannot take miser from a sheep to a goat and vice versa. Tamalayma v'tzayin, flocks are considered one category when it comes to miser, so therefore you can take miser from between a sheep and goat. However, you cannot take them as between cattle, those are separated. Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. Miser behemah mitzdarf kamali regel behemah roya. So the halacha is, in order to take miser, you have to have a herd. So once you have a herd, then you sort of combine the herd, and now you take a tenth. You take one out of 10 animals as your miser. So the question is, what constitutes a herd for these purposes? So miser behema mitzdarf, if you combine animals into a herd, kamali regel behema roya. As long as the area of that an animal's foot goes to pasture. So wherever it sort of roams to pasture, within that area, it's mitzdarf for a herd. Vakamhi regel behema roya. How much is the area that an animal roams to pasture? Shisha Asr Mil. 16 mil is the number. So Haya bin Elul Elu Shleisha Mishnai Mil. So therefore, if you have in between two herds, two heads of cattle, so you have five in one side and five on the other side, in between them is 32 mil, Enim is starfen. They don't combine to a herd and there is no miser. Now, Haylai Be'emsa, maybe Misasrim Be'emsa. Now let's say in the middle, you have a bunch of animals. So now they all combine because in between 1 and 2 is 16. In between 2 and 3 is 16. So they're all considered part of one herd. So you bring them all in the middle and you take a miser. Rameyer Aimer, Hayarde Mafsik, Lemaiser Behemah. Rameyer says that the Jordan River, that's Mafsik. So therefore, if you've got 5 on one side and 5 on the other side, you don't combine. The halacha is not like Rameyer.